You probably already know that everything is made up of little tiny things called atoms. You might even know that each atom is made up of even smaller particles called protons, neutrons, and electrons. And you've probably heard that atoms are small. But I'll bet you haven't ever thought about how small atoms really are. Well, the answer is that they are really, really, really small. So you ask, just how small are atoms? Well, to understand this, let's ask this question. How many atoms are in a grapefruit? Well, let's assume that the grapefruit is made up of only nitrogen atoms, which isn't at all true, but there are nitrogen atoms in a grapefruit. Well, to help you visualize this, let's blow up each of the atoms to the size of a blueberry. And then how big would the grapefruit have to be? It would have to be the same size of, well, actually, the Earth. That's crazy. You mean to say that if I filled the Earth with blueberries, I would have the same number of nitrogen atoms as a grapefruit? That's right. So how big's the atom? That's really, 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 really small. And you know what? It gets even more crazy. Let's now look inside of each atom. That's the blueberry, right? What do you see there? In the center of the atom is something called the nucleus, which contains protons and neutrons. And on the outside, you'd see electrons. So how big is the nucleus? Well, if atoms are like blueberries in the Earth, how big would the nucleus be? You might remember the old pictures of the atom from your science class where you saw this tiny dot on the page with an arrow pointing to the nucleus. Well, those pictures, well, they're not drawn to scale, so they're kind of wrong. So how big is the nucleus?